Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 25th of May at 6:30. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to OnPost about sustainability and parcels. And we'll be looking at a new data access regulation, which is on its way, and which we should know all about, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the international newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the exalted company of the economist, Austin Hughes. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Do you still have your shorts on and your sandals, or are you dressed more formally?
Let's not frighten the financial markets, let alone the listeners this morning, by saying what I'm wearing. So let's keep it quiet on that one, right?
The U.S. Central Bank, the Fed, of course, has a new boss, and he's talking about lowering interest rates, despite the fact that inflation is at 3.8% in the United States. That's madness.
Now, to be fair, a lot of these seem to be dated quotes to Kevin Warsh, who was, as you say, sworn in on Friday. The more interesting quotes in this one, as always, comes from his sort of boss, Mr. Trump, who said in the swearing-in ceremony that he wants Kevin to be totally independent and to be his own man. And then later on Friday, Mr. Trump told a campaign rally, rates will come down very quickly. I had a rotten head of the Fed, and now I have a great head of the Fed. So
he appointed Kevin both of them. He appointed both of them.
He did, but we all make mistakes. But Kevin Hassett is the chief economist in the White House, also saying that when a deal is reached with Iran, energy prices will fall a lot and there'll be scope for the Fed to do the right thing and cut rates. By the way, it's still the case that financial markets, the futures, are saying that the Federal Reserve is likely to raise rates by the end of this year rather than cut them because, as you've already said, inflation in the US is running 3.8%, way above the Fed's target.
Yeah, indeed. But he's also talked about using different metrics to gauge inflation, i.e. to strip out the extremes, to use the median rather than the central point.
Well, some of us are old enough to remember the 1970s when the Fed started to actually exclude energy inflation then in order to cut interest rates. And that didn't end too well for the U.S. economy. You ended up with Volcker coming in and having to raise rates aggressively to get inflation back under control. So this idea of, I'm going to choose the measure that looks best for me doesn't really work. And bond markets and currency markets tend to punish central banks who behave like that.
Indeed. Okay, let's move to the normal banking world rather than the central banking world. Investec is looking for an Irish banking license.
Okay, I'm glad you think there's a normal banking world, right? But anyway, Investec, as you know, South African and UK-based lender, and it's already running what its activities in terms of Investec Europe from its Dublin office. But it's looking to get a banking license here. And in case your listeners think that this means more competition in the mortgage market, no, it's really focused on getting more activity in Europe. Quoted in the papers, the CEO says, an Irish license will allow us to work a lot more, horrible jargon here, front-footed in Europe, given that with Brexit, UK banks were not able anymore to operate as freely as they did before. So the idea is get an Irish license and then you can use it as a platform to front-foot your ventures into Europe. Sorry, listeners, for that sort of jargon this morning.
Management speak. Now, most legal challenges against the Irish taxman tend to fail.
Yeah, this is a quite interesting story. That's a sort of sidebar of another story. And again, your listeners know the House always wins. But a parliamentary question by Michael Healy-Ray said that since 2015, there have been 163 complaints to the revenue about tax measures, and only 12 of those have succeeded. It suggests that the revenue is either very fair or very powerful. You can take your choice and whichever it is there. Now, there is also, this is an interesting, as I say, sidebar of a bigger issue here. There is the ombudsman there, and there have been 137 cases taken since 2015. These tend to be the bigger ones, but and in those, you had still 16% roughly of those were fully or partly upheld. This whole element is coming out of a bill going through at the moment, the Tax Appeals and Fiscal Responsibility Bill, that has to do with essentially whether the revenue and tax appeals have to be heard in public. Given the way we also do these things, we have stuck on to the end of it. And you could use a more impolite phrase there, with a fiscal responsibility aspect that seeks to give, to broaden kind of the scope of IFAC. It looks an odd one. It's one I think you'll be coming back to in a different guise. But for now, it's a case of saying, if the revenue tell you that something is right, they're likely to be right.
Indeed. Staying with tax, Andy Burnham, who could be the next British Prime Minister, said that land in Britain is undertaxed. We'd be watching that carefully, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we certainly would. And now, again, this is Andy Burnham climbing down a little bit and maybe climbing off somewhere else, because there's been a lot of worries about fiscal responsibility if Burnham succeeds Keir Starmer. And in the last couple of days, he said that he would stick to what are fairly lenient fiscal rules in the UK already. But he also said that there was scope for radical tax reform that would shift tax from work to wealth and assets, and key in that would be more tax on property. Now, he says that land is undertaxed in the UK. The FT article says that according to OECD numbers, the UK actually is fairly highly taxed. About 3.7% of GDP comes in tax revenue from land. The US is about 3%. Ireland is about 1.6% in GNI. But the UK, a lot of it comes from the council taxes, which are based on 1991 land values in the UK. Nothing has changed, of course, in economics, but quite scary numbers there. But I think this is part of a broader element. You know, tax on income is causing problems everywhere. And tax on land, I think, is something that we're going to hear a lot more of here and across the water in the coming years.
All right. Thanks very much, Austin. You can get back to your PIMS now and your beach towel. That's the economist, Austin Hughes. Have a great week.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.